Brewers in a really good spot. But you had an interesting question that you wanted to ask, which, so I just want to qualify this with saying the Brewers are your team.
Absolutely.
Like, you love basketball, you played college basketball, but you cover basketball for a living. So while you know that game in and out, like, you have thrown your entire fandom behind the Milwaukee Brewers.
That is correct. And so literally we get to a spot where most years, with as good as the Bucks are going to be, I'm probably not free until June. Like, that's probably going to be the case. It was a little bit earlier this year, a couple weeks earlier, but fine. So essentially what I'm looking for is when I can get to American Family Field for the first time, that first time I arrive, the Brewers can't be out of the race yet. Like, they can't have like a 12-30 first 2 months of the season, and I'm just like, well, I don't even know what I'm doing here. And again, I do like to drink beers outside, so like I could probably find a way to enjoy it. But like, I do want it to be like, you know what? They're good. This is fun. There's a chance that they win today. I'm going to the ballpark.
Which is, I mean, the last 5 years has been right up your alley.
That's exactly right. So it's always like, okay, they're good. And then that gives me something to do to get me to the next basketball season. So then when it gets to basketball season, I know I'm probably going to miss a bunch of playoff games because the Bucks will have already started. But at least the Brewers are going to be in the playoffs. And for me, this is like almost ideal outcome, right? Like, they're good enough that when I want to go to the ballpark, there's a good product on the field. There is at least a better than 50% chance that they're going to win. And I'm not just going to be there to go out to left field and get a couple Long Island iced teas. Like,
By the way, the best deal you can find at American Family Field. Not shocking that Eric Name has spotted that place and figured it out.
It absolutely is. But also, it's a place where you go where the game isn't good. You're just like, I'm here to drink and have a good time. And that has not been the case. The Brewers are just good, and they are in the exact spot that I want them to always be. But I found myself thinking, okay, so this is good, but the ultimate thing in fandom is a championship, is winning a World Series. And I just found myself wondering, like, can the Brewers actually win a World Series? And I know that might sound harsh, that might sound maybe a little crass after watching the Bucks win a championship last year. Like, it's to me, and it's not that it's like small market, right? Like, it's clear that small market teams can win. The Royals won one. Like, you can do the whole thing. Like, it's possible. But I just think baseball's economics have gotten to a place where it's like, if Christian Yelich had turned into the player that he did with the Dodgers, like, say, oh, I don't know, Cody Bellinger, if that would happen, you would just put Christian Yelich eighth in the lineup and say, you know what, whatever, this guy kind of might have some pop at the bottom of the order. That's still going to be a pain to deal with as a pitcher. Like, if you get to the eighth spot in the order and you see Christian Yelich, you're like, that dude won an MVP. He's good. Well, he was. I don't know if he's good or not, but I can't, like, just throw him three fastballs and try to come out. Like, I still need to pitch to this guy. That's what the Dodgers would do. The Brewers don't have that option. Like, Yelich still has to be somewhere in the top five of the batting order, and it just feels, again, I'm very happy with the team. I'm very happy that they're good. I think they have a great general manager in David Stearns. I think they have a great manager in Craig Counsell. I think they consistently win on the margins, but where I get to is just this spot where I'm like, I don't know if they can actually win a World Series, no matter how much they maximize all those other things. Like, I feel like, and it's a great purgatory to be in. So, like, purgatory also has a derogatory kind of connotation as well. Purgatory,
understandably so, by the way. If we want to dive into purgatory, we can. I mean, purgatory, understandably so.
Purgatory than elsewhere, though, in some places, if you're arguing for that. Right into purgatory talk, I'm just saying.
That's also true. So this is like a solid baseball purgatory to be in. Like, good enough that I'm entertained when I go to the ballpark, but they can't actually win a World Series. And I thought all of this through. I laid all of that out as I was driving in today, and I just said it, and it feels super logical. So I'm here to ask you two, like, am I crazy to think that the Brewers just can't win a World Series?
I don't think that they can be a prohibitive favorite Now, given some of the wacky World Series champions we've had over the last 10 to 15 years, like, it's possible. But it's possible in the same way that I look at the Green Bay Packers and go, yeah, they're not the favorite, but they've got Aaron Rodgers. I guess it's possible. Would I bet on it happening? Probably not. And I think they're winning on the margin less than they did when they got super close in 2018 and went to the NLCS and played in a game seven, because that they were really winning in the margin. Like, they were running out Wade Miley to start, throw to one guy and then yank him, right? Like, they were doing all these weird, wacky, different things. And the thing with baseball is, more than any other sport, the postseason is such a different game than the regular season. Because in order to, and funny enough, I was with guys from Fifth Third Bank yesterday, and we were having a conversation about how baseball's just really become lack of decision. Like, before, there'd be a runner on first base. You'd go to the game in the 80s, 90s, go, oh, you're going to hit and run, you're going to steal, you're going to bunt, you have all these options, what are you going to do? And nobody does any of those things anymore. Like, that's just not, yeah, it's just not part of the game. So the Brewers win in the margins, and that's why they've put together some pretty good regular seasons, because they've found a way to do that. Defense. Their pitching is really good, so they're winning less in the margins because, I mean, it's kind of the same way when you talk about Moneyball.
Yeah.
Like, Moneyball was cool, but they also had Zito. That kind of, oddly enough, gets glossed over in the movie.
Miguel Tejada won the MVP that year, I'm pretty sure, in 2002. Like, not even mentioned in the movie.
That's true.
Come on, what are we doing here? But that, I mean, when you have three studs, and the Brewers have three studs.
Yeah.
I understand Freddie's hurt right now. There's hope that he should be able to return. I believe he's going to be able to return, but they do still have some solid depth behind that. But when you have two guys who are on the short list of guys that can win the Cy Young coming into the regular season in Woodruff, also hurt, and Corbin Burns, like, you're set up for a pretty good postseason, because postseason, you definitely win with your pitching. But with the way the game is played now, you also need that pop. You need guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark. And when you look back to that 2018 team, Jesus Aguilar had 35 home runs. Travis Shaw had 32 home runs. Christian Yelich had 36. Ryan Braun was still being productive with 20 home runs. You know, Eric Thames coming off the bench playing 96 games, he had 16 home runs. Like, they had pop in the lineup, right? And that team was more offensive-driven than it was now.
Right.
When you look at the Brewers now, that's their problem. Like, they took the one big swing. That's what they get. They get one big swing in terms of a contract. They did it with Ryan Braun. You can debate whether or not you think that worked out. Ultimately, I think it did, because their choice was Braun or Fielder. Ultimately, hindsight being 2020, it worked out because of the injuries that Prince had, having to retire. And Braun, despite having to sit out a number of games because of his PED suspension, still was a consistent, productive player. Certainly not the MVP you thought you were getting. But by the end of the contract, he was performing at the $20 million per year that he was making, roughly, when you look around the league. So when the Brewers get that one swing, and they get it wrong to the extent that they have with Yelich, it just feels like things have to now fall into place. Like, when you pick up, and they did fall into place, by the way, back in 2018, because you had Travis Shaw hitting 32 home runs. You had Jesus Aguilar hitting 35. Like, some things fell into place for you. So that's where you need the Rowdy Tellezes of the world now to continue to play the way that he's been playing through the first 50-plus games of the year, because he's probably been their best offensive player to this point. So you just need guys like that. Willy Adames was hot before he went down. Hunter Renfroe was playing. You need those guys who are on the periphery and maybe not big-time names known across the league to just step up and be monsters for a season.
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes me feel a little bit better. Like, I do understand. I also know that if you can't score runs, the best way to win is to make sure the other team can. Obviously, as I've been watching, like, they win 1-0 games, they win 2-1 games, they win 3-2 games, and it's because, obviously, the back end of the bullpen is very good, but also the starting pitching staff right now is at a spot where it's pretty incredible, where every single night you know this guy's probably going to give you a quality start and probably keep them down. And I'm not, like, doomsday, this is terrible, because clearly it's not a terrible place to be. Like, it's a good spot to be where you have a chance if things can fall right. I don't mind being there. It's just like, okay, how does this happen? Like, is there a trade that they can make here at the deadline? Like, is there something that they can do as the summer rolls on? Because last year, I mean, I think there was probably like the chance that Willy Adames might have been that guy, and then he got hurt. And it just feels like you got to have break after break after break after break to actually win it. Not to be in contention, because I think the pitching alone can put them in contention, but all the other things have to go right.
800-990-3776. Help make Eric feel better. Let him know if you think the Brewers can actually win a World Series. And I feel that when it's not coming from a place from malice. And a lot of times when you listen to a sports talk radio show, when you hear people ask questions at press conferences, there's usually an agenda behind the question. It happens on our show all the time. We're looking. Eric's just asking the honest question from a fan, from a fan's perspective of, hey, can my favorite team actually win this when I look around the league?